I'm a big believer in you can tell the sincerity of what someone's saying by the tone of their voice. And when you listen to the sheriff who's investigating the J.C. Lee Duggard case and how he says we're beating ourselves up over the fact that deputies did attend the compound and missed the fact that a young girl was being held captive there, I appreciate that. I believe the sheriff is being sincere, but there's a lot more to it. As my guest on last night's show, Clint Van Zandt, said, and I agree with him totally, there's much more to it. Why did social workers, why did other people, when this guy was a registered sex offender who was checked up on quite often, where he held this girl for 19 years, where she had two children, why wasn't this detected? How many more across the world are there young women that are being held captive as sex slaves going through something like this and law enforcement or others are missing it? I say that law enforcement officers do their best. They try their best. We're outnumbered. We're outstaffed. We don't have enough people. But that, again, is not an excuse. You use your instinct. You use your spider sense. We call on governments to hire more people so we can monitor these animals closer. Should this guy even have been out of jail? I don't think so. You know, J.C. Lee Duggard is now safe, but is she ever going to be healed? Talk about psychological issues. There'll be lots of them, not only for her, but her children. The sheriff, who I believe is being very sincere, saying we're beating ourselves up over it, is good. That's good he's saying it, but there's a lot more to it, and governments and those administrators and those officers and those people on the street need to be the ones to start with it, because we can't have this happen, and we need to help those that are being held out there today. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.